All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Saturday, October 24th. First of all, how about them Dodgers, huh? Just to clear up some confusion, because it wasn't exactly clear, I posted a picture yesterday evening of my wife and I at a Dodgers game. Several people asked, hey, where's your mask? This picture was actually from last year. I made a clarifying comment below the picture. Obviously, this was a time when I did not even know what a coronavirus was. Simpler times, right? But here we are in October 2020 with the U.S. reporting over 83,000 cases yesterday, a new record, daily record exceeding the previous high of 77,362 reported on July 16th, and still no pre-election stimulus in sight. A deal was not reached this week. No surprise there, right? Mnuchin said yesterday that Democrats have dug in on key issues and there are still significant differences. Larry Kudlow said the ball is not moving much right now. Trump Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Democrats are fundamentally unserious right now. Pelosi, meanwhile, was on MSNBC yesterday talking to Craig Melvin. She said she's optimistic about stimulus. She's been using that word a lot recently. She did say there are some differences remaining, but they put pen to paper, meaning that at least in some aspects, the two sides have gone beyond mere talk to actually exchanging language. And that as they're writing the next stimulus bill, Pelosi says hopefully they'll be able to resolve some of the other differences. She said she believes this could get done before the election if the president wants to. Seems like a tall order to me with the election 11 days away from yesterday when Pelosi said this 10 days away from today. So she's kind of putting the onus and blame here on Trump if a deal doesn't get done before Election Day, but I think the blame really is spread across all aspects of D.C. Drew Hamill, Pelosi's spokesperson, tweeted yesterday that Pelosi thinks an agreement with the White House can be reached soon and that committees and staff will continue to work through the weekend, perhaps exchanging language and things like that. He said that Pelosi and Mnuchin will speak again once additional progress is made. But to be frank, when members of Congress on both sides of the aisle talk about stimulus recently, they're not really hopeful that it's going to happen before the election. For example, the number three Democrat in the House, Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, said the election is less than 2 weeks away, and I believe it will be back in Washington a week or two after the elections, and we can do something, referring to stimulus, there. At least elections will be behind us. So he's kind of viewing it as a foregone conclusion that if there is stimulus, it would happen after Election Day. What about Republicans? Well, the Senate plans to vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court this coming Monday, October 26th, in 2 days. And Senate Appropriations Chairman Richard Shelby, Republican senator from Alabama, said here's the deal with what's going on with the Senate. He said, I think it's a very doubtful, slim chance that we'll get any type of stimulus before the election. Anything can happen around here, but we're scheduled to leave here Monday after the Barrett vote. He went on to say, I think at this point in time, Friday before the Monday, we're scheduled to leave, because he was speaking yesterday, it'd take a colossal get-together, just a huge get-together to get a stimulus package together, and I don't see it happening. That doesn't mean it couldn't happen. Probability, no. Possibility, very, very slim. John Thune, the number two Republican in the Senate, said yesterday that there could be an agreement, and he wouldn't say it's outside the realm of possibility, but he says that he thinks in terms of trying to process it mechanically across the floor of the House and the Senate and get it passed, he thinks the odds would be long of that. Moreover, it's reported the Senate Finance Committee, which is controlled by Republicans, and the House Ways and Means Committee, which is controlled by Democrats, aren't even really talking to each other at this point regarding stimulus negotiations. So, point is, no one get their hopes up about a deal before the election, right? That's probably nothing you didn't know already. Now, in my view, a post-election stimulus deal is definitely not ideal, because as I've said before, depending on how the elections turn out, we could have a lot of Republican senators who nominally support a stimulus before the election with a view to the election itself. But if they get voted out in November, all of a sudden, they might not be interested in stimulus anymore during their lame duck session throughout November and December. Now, something else that I know will probably be of interest to some of you is this. A group of Ohio landlords yesterday filed a lawsuit against the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services, claiming that the CDC and the department overstepped their authority with the eviction ban. One of the attorneys for the landlords claimed that the CDC's eviction moratorium is a sweeping expansion of federal power over the rights of property owners nationwide, and that Congress never gave the CDC such authority, and the CDC is not allowed to make up the law as it goes. We'll see what happens with this. I'll put a link to the full lawsuit in the description below. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. If you're going to be watching the Dodgers in Game 4 of the World Series tonight, I'll be watching as well from home. Have a great Saturday, everybody, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.